This I Believe. Play for Young Children. I believe that play is essential for young children, and that the American government is pushing academics over the natural learning process of play. The majority of the government views play as an unnecessary, expensive, and that more seat time will prepare them for the future. I feel this, in turn, may stunt their growth. Seat time doesn't allow the opportunity to learn social skills and makes it difficult for them to reach their developmental stages of growth and to understand their own identity. Play is the most appropriate outlet for the children to get the maximum benefit of learning who they are as individuals and as whole members of their community. Children have the need to explore and experiment with their environment right from the beginning. A newborn that sucks its hand is naturally learning about itself, developing the sense of touch and taste, movement and body language. This voluntary stage in newborns' growth is the start of cognitive development and one of the first steps in play. Now, looking at the typical four-year-old who walks into a classroom for the first time, this child will have a natural voluntary impulse to discover what is interesting within the new space. Play is voluntary at all stages of play. The child is actively involved in thinking about the next step in their play, whether solitary, parallel, or cooperative play. The child will engage in cognitive skill building and mastery. Child-led play is free from external rules and encourages focus on the process rather than the product. To build open-minded child-led thinking in many classrooms use learning centers. These centers are set up to allow individuals or small groups to openly explore the environment. Walking into a learning center's environment, you will see children constructing worlds in the block area, working through life situations in the dramatic play area, developing self-regulation at the sensory tables, and so much more, all while building their cognitive understanding of the world around them and merging the relationship of home and school through play. Children with time to play leads to children with the potential to dream. History shows that open play has developed great influences on life now. Sports were developed and perfected through games children once played just to occupy their free time. Great structures were first dreamt of while a child sat in the yard, putting sticks and rocks together to make a tower or a fort. Understanding parents were once children who practiced parenting skills on dolls and small animals. Imagine life if the government pushed more reading, writing, and math on these children. This would have made academics more important than play or discovery. We would have never had cardboard or shovel sleds, kites to fly in the open fields, sticks and string fishing poles, baskets for ball games, houses or forts to play in. The list could go on, leading us to imagine a life lived in a world without fun.